USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 8 hours after the standoff began in Philadelphia, the suspect involved in a shooting that left six Philadelphia police officers wounded was arrested. Reports are he surrendered after speaking on the phone with his lawyer last night. The incident began hours earlier when police tried to serve a warrant in a drug investigation. Thousands gathering at a baseball stadium in El Paso last night to remember the victims of the recent mass shootings at a Walmart there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those who spoke.
We may never fully understand the evil in this world or the hatred behind it, but here is what we do know. We know this evil will not overcome us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Some LGBTQ advocates on YouTube are suing the platform, saying they've been discriminated against. USA Radio's Wendy King.
The lawsuit says YouTube and its parent company Google unfairly designates LGBTQ content as shocking or offensive and sexually explicit, even though there may be none of that kind of content in the videos that were posted. The plaintiff, Celso DeLay, alleges in a video produced by themselves about the lawsuit that their videos are censored, blocked,
and they refused us advertising because of the gay thing.
That's a reference to an alleged comment by a senior YouTube content curator. The plaintiffs charge at the same time YouTube does allow hate speech videos against the LGBTQ community.
Stock futures suggest markets may bounce back after yesterday's huge drops, the Dow down a dizzying 800 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
No one was seriously hurt after a pickup truck drove into a group of protesters outside an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in Rhode Island last night. It happened in a suburb of Pawtucket. The protesters were with a Jewish group called Never Again Action, which opposes U.S. immigration policy. Video shows a black pickup truck driving into a row of protesters. It came to a stop as they surrounded it. Minutes later, guards from the facility reportedly pepper sprayed the protesters, who claimed that the man driving the truck was in fact one of the guards at the facility. President Trump traveling to Manchester, New Hampshire for a campaign rally this evening. He narrowly lost New Hampshire to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, and he is hoping to put the Granite State in his win column in 2020. Some Democratic groups are planning protests near the Southern New Hampshire University Arena, where the president will appear. Trump is otherwise spending most of this week vacationing at his New Jersey golf club. And the Queen musical, We Will Rock You, will be touring North America soon. The stage musical's been around since 2002, but it's updated since the popularity of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. It's going to be playing in more than 60 cities, including New York, L.A., and Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.